We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was just thinking during the commercial break, all this stuff going on with the Dominican Republic. You know, you're reading, there's death after death at the Dominican Republic, and it's kind of, they're investigating now whether it's the alcohol that they've got in the mini bars, whether it's just mislabeled bobo homebrewed, you yeah. know, real cheap stuff, and that it's poisoning people, because there's been a lot of mysterious deaths and illnesses in the DR. And Crowder, if you remember, because I make fun of him for this, it was right after the Super Bowl.
I watched the Super Bowl at the Hard, was it? One of them, we went to the Hard. It was another resort that time. I went to the Super Bowl. It was actually an appearance to watch the Super Bowl over there with some, you know, big time endorsers
right.
or something.
And then you were supposed to come back and yep. do your radio show. It's after the Super Bowl. And he's our NFL guy.
Yeah.
And he never made it back from the Dominican Republic for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I remember you told us the story on the air once of how you were trying to find an airplane. Your wife was trying to find a private plane to get you out of this hospital that you were stuck in and whatnot. Totally had skipped my mind until we started talking about his body being ravaged by radiation. And then I realized you came. I'm not even joking. This is not the radio shtick thing. You probably came close to death in the Dominican Republic from the same thing that all these people are getting sick from, because I know that you probably enjoy a mini bar.
Yes.
And you got sicker than you've ever been in your life.
I lost 20 pounds. They told me over there I had a aortic aneurysm, and if I coughed too hard, I would die. It ended up being something. And actually, to this point, we never knew what it was. They say just a stomach bug. But we did find out my wife doesn't drink heavy. She'll babysit one drink for 17 hours. She doesn't drink heavy. I can drink a little bit. So all-inclusive resort, I'm going around. Hey, would you like some champagne? Yeah. Hey, would you like a margarita? No problem. Hey, so I was drinking the water and the cheap liquor, and it got to me. I was bad.
He was like sick. I don't know if you even know the story, Solana, but he was in a Dominican hospital, and they didn't know how to get him out of there. Like, his wife is trying to figure out how to get him out of the country. That's how badly he's fading.
Yep. And they had to, the first hospital I went to didn't even have AC. The windows were open. So the lady's putting in my IV because I'm throwing up out of this world. They have to hydrate me. There's flies landing on me as she's putting a needle in my arm. I was scared as all get up. We were in Punta Cana. And then they
I think that's where all the stuff is going on, right? Punta Cana, yeah.
And then that little bitty hospital there, they had to take us to the big city, San Juan, San something. They had to take us to the big city, which wasn't any better because at 11 p.m., they turned all the lights off in the hospital to save electricity. I was scared. It was probably the time I really looked around and was like, you know what? This could be the end, old Crowder.
Especially because you were used to top-notch health care, because you were a professional athlete, a collegiate athlete,
yeah.
you know, where they take health care very seriously.
See, I said, painkillers. Painkillers, a lady come from the resort, and I'm hurting. My whole stomach's cramping up. I'm talking about tears are just pouring out of me. My wife's like, that's the worst I've ever seen you in our whole time together. The lady comes from the resort that speaks Spanish and English, and she translates to me, it's motion sickness pills.
They're giving you Dramamine.
And that's what it was. I am about to die, and they're pumping Dramamine into my system, and I'm laying on a bed that's sitting still. I don't need Dramamine, senor. I need painkillers, senor.
That's insane. I'm telling you, this dude got poisoned from Three Mile Island and then got poisoned in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Has lived to talk about it. No, but have you thought about that since all the Dominican news came out? Because that was the sickest
yeah.
you've ever been in your life.
It was bad. And it never came to a point where they told me it's this, it's that. I say it's chukabera.
Poo-poo in El Doro. And then Doro.
I poo-poo everywhere.
Poo-poo in El Doro.
Everything in El Doro.
In El Doro.
Poo-poo in El Doro.
No, so honestly, have you thought about that since all this news about the Dominican Republic came out?
Yeah, me and my wife talked about it. She was like, do you think it has anything to do with your illness? I say we were in Punta Cana. We were at a resort.
How could it not?
And I was very freely drinking at every single mini bar and every single bar because it's all inclusive. So it's not like, hey, do I like the margarita? No. I might. It's $8. It's free. Hey, would you like a margarita? So yeah, give it to me. It's free. Give it to me. It's free.
Somebody texts in, does Hawk's thick glasses protect him from Crowder's radiation? I just put them on. It's a great, great thought. I got radiation glasses on now.
It might be the radiation that took the sight.
That's what's going on here. My health is failing. His body's fighting off the radiation, but I'm picking it up.
Got to drink more Funky Buddha, man.
LOL, this show is always full of surprises. It's crazy how many texts are coming in. It's crazy. I'm reading some of these. Another great show. Crowder glows in the dark. Crowder, I'm a lawyer. Let's go get him.
Yes, sir. Now we're talking.
We got action, Jack. Angry Hank Man versus Channing Hulk. I like calling him Chan Noble.
Chan Noble.
Man.
Yeah, man. I'll say,
I knew I was special. No, but the Dominican Republic thing, that's scary.
And I ran
When you read
that.
What's going on now, he missed 2 weeks of work because he was stuck in Dominican Republic hospitals. They couldn't cure him.
They were going to charge us $28,000 to fly me from DR because commercial airline won't take somebody that sick.
Right. I mean, you were ill and
So they'd have to medevac me whatever out and it was going to be close to 30 grand. My wife did all the research. Like my wife was working over there now. She's like, my husband ain't going to die in no DR. We got to get him home.
What ended up happening?
What happened was we talked to doc. When we got to the big city, we talked to doctor that kind of was a better doctor than us. What was it? Punta Cana doctors?
Right, you're probably in Santo Domingo, right?
Santo Domingo.
Which is the capital, right?
There we go, the big capital. It was Santo Domingo. So we got there and we talked to a doctor that was a little better but a little more lenient. And I was like, cause whenever they gave me Vicodin or gave me a heavy painkiller, I would just go to sleep. So we timed it up and we said, hey,
we're going to book a flight.
Get a flight for 9 a.m. Doc, can I get this because it's about 30 minutes to the airport.
Administered.
Doc, give me this pain pill at 7. We're going to get to the airport by 9, and we're going to hit it. If we're halfway to the U.S., they're not turning around. They'll just stop earlier in the U.S. We got to get to the U.S., and it worked. And as soon as I got back to Miami, we went straight to the hospital.
You were the hot zone.
I really was. Really. I could have messed up the people on that flight.
Insane. What an insane hour of radio we just had. That was an insane hour of radio. You are radioactive. I've caught it. You almost got killed in the Dominican Republic. An insane hour of radio. Fire off that Geiger counter just for people that are just joining us. I'll hold this at his knees. Not big problem. Now let's get towards the abdomen. Now look at this. The number's going up. Look at this. Holy hell. That's where your kidney's supposed to be. It's a big glob of radioactive...
That thing's
broken.
That thing got to be broken.
I don't think so. Radio.com. Radio.com. 3 o'clock hour was entirely devoted to Crowder growing up around Three Mile Island, having radiation poisoning, and then his own troubles in the Dominican Republic, where he was almost a victim of whatever's going on there.
I was Exhibit A.
And then we did talk some sports with Will Manso in the last segment. But I'm kind of in agreement with that texter. I swear today's show has been one of the best so far. You haven't even talked sports. That 3 o'clock hour is as crazy an hour you'll ever hear on radio. Because think about what Crowder's been through. He grew up with radiation poisoning. It affected him physically. Later on in life, as if he hasn't gone through enough, goes to the Dominican Republic, probably got poisoned.
Yeah.
And was able to stave it off, although his experience in Dominican Republic hospitals was not the greatest medical experience of his life.
I'll tell you. And Solana said it during a break.
Yes.
I love traveling. I didn't like to travel. I would have stayed in Georgia and Florida the rest of my life and just hunting and fishing forever. I started traveling. I love it. Until you get sick and you go to a foreign hospital. That is not where you need to be.
When you experienced the hospital services, first in Punta Cana and then where? In Santo Domingo?
Santo Domingo. Think about it, where the lady walks in, and in Punta Cana, there's no air conditioning in the hospital. So the lady is literally standing there with a needle about to stick it in my vein, and a fly lands on my hand because the windows are open, because to get the breeze.
Did you allow them, by the way, to put the needle in you? Because then you start to think, wow, is this really even, sterilized?
Bro, I just needed some fluids. Yeah. I was throwing up for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then we went to Santo Domingo, which is the big city, thinking, oh, we're going to get it better. About 10:30, 11 at night, the lady walks around. Don't be worried. The lights turn off at 11 because we need to save electricity. They turn down half the grid. In a hospital, ma'am?
Like, aren't you on a special?
Can we get a generator? Like, I don't want the energy to leave this hospital. I'm on machines at this moment.
And you feel like you're crazy because no one else is complaining. This is just the way that life goes. But you're like, wait a second. Isn't there some sort of generator that will kick in?
When we went from Punta Cana to Santo Domingo, it was about a 2-hour drive. So I'm like, okay, the ambulance is coming.
How did you get there, by the way? Did they transfer you via ambulance?
The ambulance is coming. Ambulance is coming? Yes, sir. Ambulancia. Okay, C. Ambulance is here. Oh, okay, awesome. No, sir. That's a van. That's a rental van. It's not an ambulancia.
Wait a second.
Ambulancia.
You get transferred from the hospital in Punta Cana to the hospital in Santo Domingo.
Astrostar.
In an Astrostar.
Yes.
Did it have a siren?
No, bro. They didn't even play like it was an ambulancia. They knew and acted like it was a van. And the dude sitting there, he's like, get on in. And I sit down. He was like, buckle up. It's like, buckle up.
Isn't there somewhere for me to lay?
To lay. He's like, you can lay down, but you have to buckle up because you're laying.
Was your wife with you?
She was with me. She was, yeah, at Asia. That took 10 years off of Asia's life.
I mean, she had to be beside herself, as any spouse would be when their spouse is sick. And you obviously, and I would imagine she knows how tough you are. Like, you're not the kind of guy. I always say, like, if you don't watch hockey very often and you see a hockey player go down on the ice and he doesn't get up, that ain't an NBA game where someone's trying to get their wind or they tweaked a little something and then all of a sudden they walk it off. If a hockey player goes down, they are hurt.
Fatally hurt, damn. And
they will, you know, someone will help them skate off the ice, but it looks like they're about to die. I'm imagining you, especially on vacation, you go down with an illness, she's got to know he's really hurting.
This is no bellyache. This is bad off. Then, when we get to Santo Domingo, because they were like, hey, it's just food poison. They kept saying food poison, giving me Dramamine. I don't know why I wanted to slap that man. Didn't have enough energy to slap him, though, so I just laid there and cried.
You just took your Dramamine?
Just took my Dramamine and shut the hell up. We get to Santo Domingo, dude looks at the little CAT scan, and these are the oldest damn x-ray machines in the history of time. Like, after we use
little
them.
Little did they know, they can't radiate you, though. I mean, hell, you've been through it all at Three Mile Island.
Goes to a little hospital, from a big hospital, and then to a middle school, and then to the DR. The oldest machines I've seen. Dude walks back in, says, yes, aortic, and it was a trans, it was a language barrier. Aortic aneurysm. Like, aortic aneurysm?
Like, I've got an aorta.
In my heart? Yes. Too hard? Die. But you know the thing when people are translating and don't really speak English, they smile at the end because they've gotten through the sentence.
Right, they want you to know, like,
they do the little
smile. You get that, right? You get that. So,
what's up, doc? This is my wife. I'm just sitting there holding my stomach. What's up, doc? What's going on? Aortic aneurysm, husband, hard, die, big smile. Like, the nod, the smile, you got it? Die? Yes. Aneurysm, boom, you die. Another big smile.
Kind of like when someone coughs like that, you feel like coughing back. It's almost like the yawn thing.
But if I had to cough back, now I'm going to die.
Right, die.
Die. That's what he did.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the hospital that knew English. Not a single person in the hospital knew English.
The first night we got there, it was like 2 in the morning. So then that was the overnight. It was only one doctor there that was, you know, that could deal with stuff like that. There was a bunch of nurses. They're running around, you know, they're trying to cut the lights off on me. What the hell am I asking them for? He looks at the x-ray and tells me I'm going to die of an aortic aneurysm if I cough too hard.
Did they bring meals? Did they have meal service?
Yeah. But it wasn't high class.
No, I would imagine.
Yeah, like dry rice and a little turkey slice.
Oh, so there was a little something.
They had a abuela down there cooking in the kitchen.
Hey, by the way, our medical system, I mean, there are times where it's great. I told you my mom's situation over at Aventura Hospital down the damn street from here sounds like what you went through in the DR. And their food was disgusting. Aventura Hospital, they should move that bag of crap over to the Dominican Republic. They'd close it down in the Dominican Republic for being such a crappy hospital.
I remember the day it happened. Yeah, you came in pretty hot.
I still. that's an open, festering wound. Aventura Hospital.
Oh, here we go again.
Because even when the meals would come, I would go, "You got to be kidding me here! Like, where? What country am I in that you can't put a meal together?"
It gets to me when they bring me the little milk carton or the little juice box. I'm 260, bro. This is for eight-year-old now.
The serving size is the same that you would give to a summer camper.
It really is.
I played six seasons starting linebacker in the NFL. Like, I'm going to need more than this carton of milk.
I need double ration. May I please have double ration? Yeah, man, I'm not a fan.
Somebody texts in, yo, this guy Crowder said, ambulancia, I'm dead.
Said, sir, it's no. And it's funny thing, now you're frustrated and trying to speak two languages.
Yeah.
So now you try to give back to them what they're giving to you. Ambulance on the way.
Right. Now you're saying that as in English.
Yeah. So I'm, ambulancia is almost
on way.
Almost a key. Right. Almost a key. Just messing up everything. Yeah, man. Ambulancia. Damn Astro van.
Unbelievable. What a story, man. That's crazy. You're just getting pushed around from place to place. I mean, again, anyone who knows Crowder, this guy will tough out just about any ailment.
Yeah.
You could not tough out this stomach bug.
Oh, no. It was bad, bad. My whole insides were cramping. But also think about this. I have a little nest egg put away. I have some money. I'm known. Like, I'm intelligent. My wife is intelligent as hell. You just can't, there's nothing that can buy your way out of this Punta Cana hospital.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, let's go to Santo Domingo.
Finally, we're going to get some care.
Yeah. Okay, ambulancia is on the way. Can I pay for an ambulance upgrade? Can I get
an ambulance black?
A Uber black? Can I get an ambulance black? An ambulance XL? I don't want to get in this Astro van. Then the roads are all bumpy. They're beating me up back there. It was terrible.
And then I imagine what happens. You get to the hospital. I can't imagine it's the easiest check-in in the world. It seems like the...
No, I just gave my ID. Don't ask me questions. I don't know what you're saying. You don't know what the hell I'm saying.
They had a bed for you, no problem?
Actually, it was like the men and women were just all in one room. It was a lot nicer than Santo Domingo, but there was like a lady that was, I don't know what was wrong with her, but she was really about to die. And me over there with the stomach ache, a kid there, like it was no sectors. It was
just beds in a big room.
Come on together. Till I got the one doctor, and actually his bed, his like, what is it called when just the guy, the intern, his intern loved the Houston Texans. I've told you this before. This is how I got hooked up in DR. His intern loved the Houston Texans. And
dude
she
told
was,
him he was Andre Johnson.
You know what I did? I act like I called J.J. Watt. I act like I got on my phone and tried to reach out to J.J. Watt.
Because he was a huge Texans fan.
And she said something about J.J. Watt. And it was, I want to say he just got in the league. And she was like, football? And now I'm using it all. Football? Yeah. I know Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Dan Marino. You know him. Larry Little.
You're on Wikipedia.
Bro, I've done that to a cop before. I've named every Dolphin I knew to get out of a ticket. I'm going to meet Nick Saban. Him and Don Shula over there meeting right now talking about Zach Thomas and JT. I had all the names. She said, you know what? J.J. Watt? I said, yeah, J.J. is my boy. You know J.J. Watt? I said, yeah. I pulled my phone. I was like, oh, man, I don't have the reception. I was like, I can text him.
You're J.J. Watt. you're J.J. Watt.
J.J., what up? Bro, what you talking about?
J.J.,
you a fool, boy. J.J. always acting like you don't know me. I act like I knew J.J. Watt. And that's how I started getting a little love. And that's when I got the painkillers released to me. Once they got their Percocet released to me, headed back to the U.S.
You had action, Jack.
Got action, Jack.
Somebody texts in, cough too hard, explosion.
You joking now. The slow music played in the back of my head when I heard that. I was like, am I going to die?
Yeah, no, that seems like a terrible way to give that diagnosis, especially
with
when
it's smile,
wrong.
And a smile at the end.
It's wrong, too.
Aortic aneurysm?
So I'm guessing then Asia is probably calling home and telling doctors he's got an aortic aneurysm, but you really don't.
And she's giving him the symptoms, and they're like, check his levels. And we had the levels, the blood levels, once we got to San Domingo. So she's telling him the levels, and the doctor's over here. And I'm calling the best doctors in my – I went through the Dolphins. She's calling everybody I know. So there are top doctors in the U.S., and they're saying, they're like, no, this would be through the roof if he has an aneurysm. This would be through the roof. Like, all his levels are normal. The doctor told me if I cough too hard, it's curtains for old Crowder. That's what I heard, Doc. I don't know about that. So I'm muffling coughs. I'm trying to let coughs out real light. Get back to the U.S. They say, man, ain't nothing wrong with you. You had damn food
poisoning. Crazy story, man. Yeah. Crazy story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.